Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, we've all heard the lack of places to rent and how the supply is not meeting the demand. Ads for houses are appearing online and then they're disappearing within hours. Such is the level of demand at the moment. People turning up for viewings and offering more than the ad asked for so they can get ahead of the others. All of these things are causing so much pain to people like Nicola Barden, who's sitting here in front of me, and we'll talk to Amy in a few minutes' time. But Nicola, welcome.
Hi, Ryan.
And tell us your story, because you've been looking for what for how long? We need to know what you need and how long you've been looking for it.
Well, originally I was just looking for a room on my own. Well, with living with other people. But Amy, who's on the phone, she is moving up for a new job. So we said we'll get an apartment together. We thought that it'd kind of be easy enough. Two bed apartment, Dublin, should be quite handy.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been at all. It's been the complete opposite, basically. We've been looking for about 3 months now.
3 months?
Yeah.
And where have you come from? What were you doing before then?
I live at home. I live in Louth. So I commute up and down on the bus, which has been fine, but I'm working longer hours and at earlier and later times.
Yeah, you're all over the shop.
All over the shop. Okay. So
so you need this,
I need a base. And,
here.
You know, I'm coming to the point now that when I get home in the evening, I just want to go straight to bed. And, you know, my mother's there trying to have the chats with me, and I'm like, I do not want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. You're like a demon at that stage.
I'm like a demon.
Because you're running around, you're in town, you're doing, you know, working here, and then you're up and you're gone and you're on the train and on the bus. Is the bus to Louth every day?
The bus, yeah.
How long is that?
In the morning, it's about an hour and a half. It's about an hour in the evening.
Okay, that's a long old commute now. I mean, people probably do longer and all that. There'll always be somebody who says, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. My pain is worse than yours. But for the purpose of this, that sounds pretty heavy going. So when you're looking for somewhere to live and have been for 3 months, where do you go? Is it Daft, My Home? What is your system?
The main place I would look is Daft, because they update quite regularly. And they do have a lot of photos and stuff like that. And it seems to be where people go. It's where landlords go when they want to, or where people who are renting their home go to. There is places like you can go into Trinity College and there's boards there, but they kind of tend to be looking for people, other students and or doctors or stuff like that. So I've been based around rent.ie and daft.ie.
And nothing?
You look at a place, you know, and you see an ad and it's within your budget. Then you go around to see the house or you see the photographs and then you just say, there's no way you could live it. It's
disgusting.
The furniture and is been there since they bought the house in the 60s, and you know, the people have, there's nothing been replaced in all the tenants who've been there beforehand. And I hope that doesn't sound like I'm being picky, but if you see some of the couches, even just alone, you know, have been there for 30 years, and how many people have slept on them, how many people have sat on them. And then you go to other places and you're thinking, this is beautiful, this is amazing, I'm happy. It's kind of over what you're planning to spend, but you're thinking, it's gotten to the point now where I'll just have to scrimp and save and do this. And somebody comes in behind you, the next person, and says, well, you're paying that, she's paying that, I'll offer you 100 more a month. And that's you gone.
And that's you gone either, because you've got a ceiling for your budget, obviously.
Yeah.
And what sort of prices are they looking for? Let's say a two-bed apartment somewhere, you want somewhere within reason.
Well, when we first started looking out, we were kind of like, oh, do you know what would be lovely? Kilmainham, Stony Batter, that'll be good. Amy has to go via Houston Station. I'm coming out to RTE and stuff. So I kind of was like, that'll be nice, you know, a good walk as well if I needed it. Now my email alert has 36 areas in Dublin.
Get away.
And that is basically everywhere apart from like Balbriggan, Skerries, all the outer suburbs. Anywhere in Dublin will do.
Really? So you've got you've lowered your sights a little bit in that regard.
Yes.
What would they want for a two bedroom apartment per month in, say, Inchicore or Kilmainham, that part of town?
They're looking at, the most that we could pay would be 600 each, so that's 1200 a month. Yeah. And that's not including bills or anything like that. So you'd get maybe five of them. And then if you start looking, if you broaden it, they're looking up to 1600.
So, and if you arrive, it's a nice one. The next thing you get told, somebody in front of the queue says, we'll give you the extra few bob.
I looked at a place last night in Fairview and was very excited about it because it looked really, really nice. And when I got there, I was being shown around the house at the time, and the guy turned around and said, oh, you're looking for the two of you. Oh, sorry, that room's gone. And he knew, because I had been talking to him before, that we were looking for two rooms. And so he just said, if you change your mind and want to move out with just you. I was like, well, I can't exactly leave Amy on her own. We're coming together, and this is the reason I came for this house.
Was it a house share?
It was a house share, yeah.
A house share. So you'd go for that too. It's not, you're
yeah,
not looking for...
No, cool. As I said, originally we were quite picky, but now it's like I was looking at house shares last night. Some of them are like 7 people in a house, and there's one place I looked at that had 10 bedrooms.
And people all, I mean, this is very common. We shouldn't be shocked because people are doing this now, aren't they?
Yeah, and you'll see some of the funnier ads that'll say, do you want to share a bedroom, you know, with a stranger? I've seen some that have said, do you want to share a bed with a stranger?
Yeah, we mentioned that before. Is that real? You've
that
seen that?
That is real. That is very, very weird. And I honestly will not share a bed with a stranger. It's bad, but it's
You're
not so that bad.
You're so picky, Nicola.
I'm so
What's
picky.
Wrong with you? Why can't you just share a bed with, or share a couch with a stranger in Fairview?
I've done that when I did my travelling days. Maybe not now.
I'm looking at Alan O'Keefe's story here in the Herald. Broken loose mould and exposed wires found after inspections of rented flats. Now, this is the worst of.
Yeah.
But you can see that. Now, that's Strumpet City stuff, some of the places. Have you seen the real horrors? Have you?
I've seen some places that... You know, you go in and you actually can't wait to get out.
It's the bang off it.
And the person, the landlord is there staring at you going, do you think you're going to take it? And you're like, I can feel nearly like things coming up my skin. You're looking at that and you're just, I'm shivering now because I'm thinking about it.
Well, what about the place in Rialto you loved? That's another busy spot. It's a good central spot too,
yeah,
Rialto, for renting.
Just right beside the Lewis line. Absolutely loved it. It was over our budget, but when we came out, the two of us just said, no, that's it. We're definitely going for this.
We're going to sell stuff.
Yeah, we're just going to.
We're going to sell stuff.
We won't have anything to eat, but we will love our apartment.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, it was beautiful. It had a window seat, so you could sit and lie and reading. Oh, I'd already pictured myself there. I was like, when I come home from work.
And then when
work,
that happens, yeah.
Amy can watch TV and I can read my book.
Oh,
and,
gorgeous.
And lovely little rooms. And the thing I love most about it, the woman worked in radio, so there's loads of old style radios around the apartment, which was just really quirky, but really nice. And we seemed to get on really well with her. She had family living in the same area as where we live. And we chatted for ages afterwards. And then she was like, you know, you need references now. Everything is a reference. You need work. You need landlord references. We were like,
you'll be all right with all of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'll get all this to you. We sent them off and just never, ever heard back from her. Not even a rejection text or anything.
And you tried and said, listen, what's the story? And
yeah, just nothing. Like, never heard from her.
Just disappeared off the face of the earth.
And we just, like, she told us she only had maybe 8 people viewing the apartment. She'd picked a final 8 and we were one of them. So it's not like she had 75 people and she couldn't be bothered texting all of them. So it was just kind of like, she said, I'll let you know Monday, yes or no. So Monday was like sitting edge of seat every time the phone beeped.
Oh, that's the world you're living. What's the mankiest yoke you came across? Can you recall? Because I think...
Mankiest? Oh God, it's more like, I know I mentioned furniture before and it sounds weird, but if you can imagine a really old wardrobe and you just feel like there's stuff crawling in it, like woodworm eating at it or something, you see a lot of that and it's really weird. Like at one of the places I looked at last night, the kitchen and the sitting room were all together, which is quite common now in apartments. But the TV was above the fridge and then above the TV was the microwave.
Yeah.
And it just was really weird. It doesn't seem healthy in a way, I suppose.
Yeah, I remember going to see when I was looking for somewhere one day. I think there was the bath they covered the bath with wood and it became a table.
Oh my God!
And that's pretty rank now. It has to be now. Amy's on, and Amy's your co-searcher, isn't it?
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Good morning, Amy.
Hi,
Amy,
how are
Connolly.
You?
So we're hearing the story, Nicola's stories of woe. Fill us in on your story.
Well, I'm currently working in Dundalk and I have a new job coming up in Naas in the next few weeks. So I want to kind of move up and find my feet in Dublin before I start doing the commute out. So we've been looking together for the past, she's been looking for 3 months. So I've probably been looking with her for 2 months, I'd say.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about the ongoing slog and search?
Oh, it's just never ending at this stage and just every day going on to Daft and every 5 minutes you're refreshing the page and it's just, you know, everyone's asking you all the time as well, you know, oh, have you found somewhere yet? No.
Are you living at home as well, Amy, while you're waiting for this to come through?
Yeah, I'm living at home in Leith and just I work in Dundalk, so it's
That's
handy
fine.
Enough for me. I'm still working there, but yeah. I'd say Nicola's coming to the end of her tether now.
Where are you staying if you have to stay in Dublin? Because you do have to stay here.
Yeah, currently I am that really annoying person who texts you or rings you and says, hi, can I sleep on your couch / share your bed? I was staying with one of my friends last night in Donnybrook. Tonight I'm staying with another friend in Portobello and I have to stay up late on Sunday, so I'll be staying in a hostel.
In a hostel?
Yeah, I try and stay in hostels these days, a couple of days a week, because of the fact that I think people are sick of me asking to stay. And even if they aren't, I feel uncomfortable asking people. And you also, when you're staying with people, sometimes you can't come home and have your own space because you're staying in their personal space. You can't relax and put your feet up or anything. So I kind of just go back to this hostel I quite stay in quite a lot, and I just sit in my room.
And what is the hostel like?
It's okay. It's not the worst or anything. It's just that for the prices that are in, when I first started doing it, I used to just get a room on my own because then you could just, you can relax or whatever and you don't have to worry about it. But summer's here. Obviously, there's a lot of tourists. There's people, you know, staying in hostels. Prices have gone up. So now it's like a shared room.
Yeah.
So there's no privacy. There's you're just constantly being surrounded by different people each time. But I have found there's a lot more Irish people staying now. I've talked to a couple of guys. One guy is from Belfast and he comes down 5 days a week and he's staying there until he can find somewhere. I think I may have disheartened him a little bit. He asked how long I was doing the same thing and I said I'd been doing it quite a while. He thought he was going to be moving into somewhere quite quickly.
Yeah.
So I probably shouldn't have said that, but I was kind of pre-warning people that it is a kind of fix you have to have to be staying in somewhere like a hostel.
Is a hostel reasonably priced, obviously, isn't it?
If you get a shared room, you can be looking at something like maybe €20 a night.
Yeah.
So if you want to go into a private room, it used to only be about €25 when I was doing it, maybe like April or something. Now you're looking at it's flying up. Like, yeah, you wouldn't get anything for less than €60.
How do you feel about the thought of a hostel there, Amy, while you're with your new job?
Well, I don't really like the thoughts of that at all now.
Yeah.
We make it used to it, Amy.
You might have to get used to it. A text says, poor Nicola and Amy, Dublin is ridiculous price-wise, but I'm in a two-bed house in Kilkenny. Yeah, for €630, two-bed house. Tell them couches may be stinky, but throws are a great way to cover couches, or IKEA sell couch covers that are great too. So you may have to... improvised, isn't that it? Another says, David and Monaghan says, I went looking at a flat in Mountjoy Square. It turned out it was a mattress in a kitchen costing 180 quid a week. And, you know, people are probably getting away with murder, really.
That just really worries me because one of the places I have to look at tonight is in Mountjoy Square. And I'm wondering, is it the same place?
Well, just check out. You'll know soon enough. But like, jokes aside, Amy, are you concerned that this is going to be a runner for you? Or is it going to stop you from taking the job?
I don't know. I'm starting to kind of think of that now, but sure, I'm an optimistic person, so I kind of believe that, you know, we'll get somewhere probably last minute and get in.
You're right. In fairness to you, you're both determined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the difficulty is that it seems quite bleak, but there's got to be something somewhere.
Well, Amy actually got an email a few weeks ago we're both searching and we came across a scam that was going on. We thought we'd found the perfect place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Amy, you were the one who dealt with him.
Go on, Amy.
Yeah, Mr. Stephen Lawson got an email from him. It was this fabulous apartment out in the IFSC. It was a two-bedroom. Like, all the photos were like, it looked like the showroom apartment, if you know what I mean. Like, they were amazing.
Yeah.
So it was €900 a month to rent with all bills, bin charges, everything included. And he said that he was a 53-year-old graphic designer living in London, but the only inconvenience was that he couldn't leave London even for one day, as they just hired some new staff and he was training them in, but he was going to make arrangements from London. So I kind of emailed Nicola and went, look, I think this is a scam, but I'm going to email him back anyway. And I asked him for a viewing and he said that he'd figured out a way for me to rent the apartment, but I needed to act quickly, and he'd arranged for a rental company from the UK to handle payment and delivery of the keys. I think it was like the Royal Real Estate Agency or something like this, he was calling it. So he said he'd send an agent to show us the apartment, but the agency needed the money in advance, the like security deposit and the first month's rent.
Mm.
So he was like, you know, if you don't like the apartment, you can get a refund. And he wanted like my details, like my name and my address and phone number. And I was like, no way is this real. Like, so I emailed Daft. I forwarded them the email he'd sent me, and they emailed me back and said that he, like, it was a fraud and
not to go near him,
correspond with him anymore. But he actually sent me a scanned passport as well, which I actually forgot to tell Nicola that. It was a scanned passport of, like, this Stephen Lawson. I'm assuming it was fake, but, you know,
yeah,
if I was gullible enough, I would have believed it.
Well, I spoke to Daft as well after that case. He emailed me from a different property, and it was with a slightly very different variation of his name, different variation of the company that he had said was coming from the UK. So basically they said what he does is whoever this person is sets up fake names, fake email accounts, and puts up new ads, just gets new pictures from different places.
What a sinister scam that is. And preying on, like, you guys being bright and smart and everything else, yet you're so desperate, Amy, the fact that you got a smell off it and yet you still kept going.
Yeah.
You know, that's a sign of where it's at.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking now? Are you hopeful? Are you despondent, Nicola? What are you thinking?
We're still hopeful. Just hoping that every time I go to a view and I'm thinking, this may be the one. But I do think as time goes on, it is going to be getting that little bit harder. You're getting that more tired. You don't have as much of a social life because you're constantly doing this commute. And when you do have a day off, you don't want to see anyone because you're like, I don't have a bus to catch today or whatever. But I am hoping that we will get something before the students start arriving up to Dublin. I think, like, we're good people. And I think that when we meet a landlord who likes us, I think it'll work.
They'll realise it. What about this? My husband and I had the same issues as the text. Renting in the city centre got far too expensive. We moved out to Bray. One bedroom house, €1,000 a month. The commute is about an hour each way from door to desk, but this way we can pay rent and save the deposit to buy our own house. I mean, would you go further afield, even like Bray's by the sea and it's pretty, it's on the Dart Line?
It's beautiful. I think, though, the fact of the matter is, coming from Louth, it would be silly for us to move, I suppose.
Defeat the purpose to go for a long trip if you had to be. Okay. Well, look, we wish you well. We'll follow your endeavours because we'd like to see you housed at some stage. Get out of that bloody hostel for starters. Nicola, thank you for that as always. Nicola Barden. And Amy Connolly, good luck with the new job.
Thank you.
And I hope you find a nice home that isn't a tent on the side of the street.
So do I.
Good luck with everything. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.